Well, good morning to you, Nick. Thanks for your time, mate.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Mate, tell us about the Brisbane Tens. You struggled a bit up there.
Yeah, we did. I guess a lot of different people didn't really know what to expect. It was a little bit slower than sevens, but a lot quicker than 15s. Sort of still got to play your set-piece game. So it was an interesting learning curve for a lot of our newer players, the squad, to try and adapt too quickly. And I think we just didn't adapt as quick as some of the other Kiwi teams.
And, Nick, it was funny. The style of play actually changed from the Saturday to the Sunday as teams got more accustomed with what sort of had to happen.
Yeah, definitely. It was funny sort of watching those first few games. No one really knew what to do. I think the Japanese team, the Wild Knights, they first started changing the game by just doing a lot of offloads, a lot of pick and goes through the middle and then having the space out wide. And I think teams had a night to look over and see which the best way was to attack was. And the quality of play was fantastic that second day.
Can I just say, in saying all of that, it was still the Kiwi teams to the fore and the Aussie sides struggled. Is it a precursor? Well, hopefully it's not a precursor to what we're going to expect.
No, not really. I don't think so. I think all the teams would easily say that I don't think there's too much relevance coming out of the Brisbane Tens into the Super Rugby season.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's sent to quite a young squad, quite a new squad. Kiwis didn't even send all their All Blacks. So,
well, none.
You know, I think it's just going to be one of those things, a bit like the Auckland Nines, you know, a lot of opportunities for players to be seen and have a good opportunity on the big stage, but I don't think it'll transfer into Super Rugby.
And there's quite a bit of talk, mate, about the rugby state of origin. Do you like the concept?
Yeah, well, I think any opportunity to get some more domestic rugby is better. I think it'll be good for the fans to get involved in. Whether or not it captures the same sort of romance that the rugby league one captures, I'm not sure, but you know, it's a good concept in theory, and it'll be interesting to see where it develops from here.
Mate, 10 days away till the start of the year, so it's an important trial game coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's our last big hit out. For a lot of our players, it's their only real hit out after a good break over the holidays. So it'll be a good opportunity to see where we're sitting, I think. We had a good game. The squad had a good game against the Brumbies a couple of weeks ago, and now's a good chance to build on that game up against much better quality opposition.
Yeah, that was the game down in Mudgee. We're actually down there that weekend, 53-17, so that's a good result. What are the expectations this season? Obviously, second year for the coach.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we've got that perfect mix between experience and youthful energy. We've definitely got a better squad this year, especially a lot of these players got blooded last year and have that hunger for the second year. Dale Gibson's been great in his coaching, and they're in their second year as well, and you could tell they just learned so much from the back of last year. And, you know, we've got high hopes. We're really targeting to try and, you know, be at the top of that Aussie conference and put ourselves in the best position to get into the final footy.
We're lucky enough to be chatting with Nick Phipps. He's the Wallabies and also the Waratahs scrum half. So, mate, most of the big guns will play at Brookvale against the Highlanders tomorrow night, including yourselves?
Yeah, everyone will be playing it in some capacity. I think we're going to try and roll out a pretty good starting squad, and then we're going to sort of insert people through the night. So it's a 90-minute game, so it's a good opportunity for a lot of people to get a run, and it'll be good to test ourselves against, you know, one of the best teams in the competition.
And, mate, as is the case, I suppose, every year, if you're playing Wallabies and you're playing Super Rugby, it's a big year for you. How did you revitalise at the end of the season last year?
Yeah, it was good. It was a long year last year, but it's good to put the feet up for a little bit. Went over to Hawaii with the hugs and kisses to log a few hours over there, get back in the good books, and otherwise just put the feet up around Sydney and relax.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, it starts early and hopefully gets plenty out of this. And with the second year for Daryl Gibson now, and he gets used to the squad and you guys get used to him, I guess the expectations are even higher now with a settled team.
Definitely, yeah. And we're not shying away from that. You know, at the end of the day, what we figured out last year was if you don't win it, then, you know, what was the point? We obviously want to be trying to play some great footy and put ourselves in the best position at the back end of the year to start our finals march. But you know, that sort of the fairy tale of just sort of coasting along is well behind us. And people that were looking for an opportunity just to play Super Rugby are now all looking for an opportunity to, you know, play the best sort of footy they can for the team and put ourselves in that position at the end of the year.
Yeah, particularly in a Sydney market crowded with football, mate. If you're not winning in Sydney, you're not getting the traction. So it's so important. Mate, what do you make of this story about Andrew Walker at 43 years of age? Maybe getting a contract with the Brumbies. Is it viable or not?
I think it could be. He's still playing a lot of footy. He's obviously playing well enough to be on the radar of the Brumbies there. What he also brings to the squad is a lot of experience, a lot of guidance to be able to give to a lot of the other players. Whether he plays 80 minutes a game or not, the impact he could have on the squad around there would be well worth it.
Okay.
Good stuff, mate. Well, we're looking forward to all getting underway. I hope this final trial game goes well for the Waratahs in preparation for the Super Rugby starting, mate. Thanks for your time again.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Well done. Nick Phipps there, Wallabies Waratah scrum half and an outstanding player. Yeah, let's hope the Waratahs play well.
That kickoff's going to be 6:30 at Brookvale Oval. Waratahs up against the Highlands. He's mentioned 90 minutes match there.